Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers returned home from a successful weekend in Pittsburgh and kept it rolling, beating the San Diego Padres 4-3 at Miller Park, their fourth straight win. Brewers scored three runs in the third inning. Willie Peralta, the starting pitcher, with a double. Scooter Gennett brings him in with a triple. Ryan Braun, a sacrifice fly, and Aramis Ramirez hits a solo home run. Braun went at an RBI single in the fifth inning. Peralta went 6 1/3, gave up three runs, six hits, gets to 3-0 from manager Ron Renicki.
Everybody knows what he has. I mean, when we go in to face somebody, they know. And it's so good that when he's down in the zone, I don't care if you're looking for it every pitch. You can't hit a 96 sinker that's moving all over the place.
And the Brewer bullpen does its job. Will Smith gets out of a bases loaded jam in the seventh. Tyler Thornburg pitches the eighth. Francisco Rodriguez the ninth for his eighth save. That pen was taxed in a long series at PNC Park, and Renicki's had to massage the pen.
You know, we think about it, we talk about it every day. We talk with the guys after they go out and play catch. Relievers are always out there early, and to see how they're doing. And the guys are pretty honest. So when they're gassed and they're hanging, they let us know.
Brewers also make a change in the pen as they send Rob Wooten to AAA Nashville and call up Alfredo Figueroa. Brewers now 15-5, best record in the big leagues. They'll send Yovani Gallardo against Ian Kennedy in Game 2 of the series. Elsewhere in the National League, the Pirates beat the Reds 6-5. Ike Davis with a grand slam home run. Neil Walker with a walk-off RBI single for manager Clint Hurdle, who said after that Brewers series on the weekend, "We needed this."
Winning, as I said before, it jacks you up. Losing gives you perspective. We had enough perspective the last 48 hours.
Well said. The New York Mets shut out the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0. Mike Matheny's club has dropped 4 out of 5, and they're now 4 games behind the Brewers for second place in the NL Central.
Our offense, will get going on a consistent basis on nights like this. You can blame it on a lot of things. You know, a pitch we haven't seen a lot of is one of them. But still, got to make the most of the few opportunities we're getting, and right now it's just not happening.
Chicago Cubs beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1. Travis Wood, the winning pitcher, he worked 7 innings and also helped himself with a 3-run home run.
You know, anything I can do to, you know, help the team and help myself out there, you know, I'm not just out there in the 9-hole to, you know, fill a spot. You know, you got to try to be as best you can at it.
Colorado Rockies beat the San Francisco Giants 8-2. It was Atlanta 4, Miami 2 in 10 innings. Evan Gattis, a walk-off 2-run home run. First walk-off hit in the show.
Absolutely. First one in the big leagues. I hit another walk-off, I think in high A. You know, I was on a hot streak and everything looked big to me at the point. And then, first one in the big leagues.
Philadelphia Phillies shut out the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-0. Cliff Lee went 8 innings, allowed 4 hits. He struck out 10 for the win, but he says the numbers aren't important.
It was a win. I mean, it's not really much more than that. It's definitely we played the game good in every aspect of the game. We swung the bat well, we pitched well, and we played good defense. And I mean, if we continue to do that, we're going to win a lot of games.
Interleague play had the Angels beat the Nationals 4-2, scoring all 4 runs in the 8th inning. American League, Houston beat Seattle 7-2. Texas over Oakland 4-3. White Sox beat the Tigers 3-1. Indians over Kansas City 4-3. John Axford is 7th save for the Tribe. And Baltimore spoiled Patriots Day at Fenway, beating the Boston Red Sox 7-6. But the day was all about the Boston Marathon. 1 year after the tragic bombing, Meb Keflezighi wins the race. First American male to win the Boston Marathon since 1982. Runs it in a time of 2 hours and 8 minutes. Rita Jeptu of Kenya wins the women's race in 2 hours and 18 minutes. To the NBA playoffs, 2 games, both in the Western Conference. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road, 111-105 in overtime. Zach Randolph scored 8 of his 25 points in the overtime for the Grizzlies. Head coach David Yeager says it's all about adjustments.
Played slower, even though we got the ball up quicker. And we played deeper into the clock offensively just to try to control the tempo of the game a little bit.
Kevin Durant had 36 in the loss. That series tied at 1, as is the LA Clippers and Golden State Warriors. Los Angeles gets 35 from Blake Griffin in a 138-98 rout. Griffin says that was more like it.
We were actually more relaxed, more loose than we were going into game 1, even being down 0-1. You could just tell in the locker room, everybody was relaxed. Everybody was, just confident that we could. We just got to come in and execute.
More news from the NBA. Joakim Noah of the Chicago Bulls, the Defensive Player of the Year. First Bulls player to win the award since Michael Jordan. As expected, Phil Jackson, the new president of the New York Knicks, fired head coach Mike Woodson. Utah Jazz have released head coach Tyrone Corbin. And the Minnesota Timberwolves coach Rick Adelman announcing he's retiring after 23 years as a head coach in the NBA with over 1,000 career wins. Milwaukee Bucks was sold last week for $550 million. And now ESPN is reporting the NBA has an option to buy the Bucks back for $575 million if no new arena deal is in place within 3 years. Outgoing owner Herb Kohl and the new ownership group each have pledged $100 million to have a replacement for the Bradley Center built as soon as possible. To the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Pittsburgh Penguins in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets, hosting their first Stanley Cup playoff game in 5 years. It was looking good for the Jackets, up 3-1 in the third period, but the Penguins scored three goals on three shots in a 2.5-minute span to stun Columbus 4-3. Bo Bennett says that was a quick rally.
They get kind of a lucky bounce there at the early on, but we just get plugging away and find a way to get that second goal was huge and get back to one goal game and find a way to win.
That series is tied at a game apiece. The Minnesota Wild beat the Colorado Avalanche 1-0 in overtime. Avs still lead the series 2-1. Michael Granlund with the game-winning goal says they finally beat Semyon Varkamov, who had 45 stops.
He played obviously a good game, and but I think we were playing really good. We were creating chances, so we knew eventually we're gonna get rewarded, and we did. So we just need to keep playing like that. So that's the key for us.
Chicago Blackhawks over the St. Louis Blues 2-0. It's the Blues 2-1 in the series, but Corey Crawford gets the Hawks back in it with 34 saves.
I felt really good. I mean, our D played really well, too. It was everybody. There's a couple times, maybe a loose rebound here and there, and our guys got rid of it.
And the Dallas Stars shut out the Anaheim Ducks 3-0. Kari Lehtinen with 37 saves for his first career Stanley Cup playoff victory.
Yeah, it feels good, you know. But at the age of 30, it was about time to get that first one, and you know, it was nice to be able to be back there and help the team out. That's what you know, I have to keep doing.
Ducks still lead that Western quarterfinal series 2-1. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.